Anyone who's walked along Union Street in the past few weeks can't fail to have noticed that something's taking shape on the Malvern playground. The Red Room Theatre Company have taken over the space. Topher Campbell is their artistic director. Tell us what the ECOS project is all about.
Well, the ECOS project is many things. It's the building of a theatre which is going to be made out of reclaimed and recycled materials. It's been built by a German architect called Martin Kalfasser. But it's also the commissioning of a water bottle project which involves schools all around Southwark who are taking the old water bottle coolers and reinventing them as ecology machines, climate change machines, which will be part of the structure itself. And it's the two plays that we're putting on in the theatre towards the end of the summer by two writers, Simon Wu and Kay Adshead, which are all about climate change. And there'll be some time as well for community-focused events in the space.
And the theatres are being constructed with reclaimed materials and by volunteers. How can people get involved?
Well, you can do several things. You can go onto the website, which is ecosproject.com. ECOS is spelled O-I-K-O-S. And ECOS means house, ecology and economy. So that's ecosproject.com. Or you can just come to the site and you can talk to Martin and to Ben and to any of the other volunteers here. And you can decide when you want to come and help. I mean, what we really need is skilled volunteers. So we have on site carpenters, architects, builders, joiners. Anybody who has some kind of skill is more than welcome, because it's a very complex machine that we're building, and we really, really need skilled volunteers.
And this project's part of the London Festival of Architecture, but that's only on for a few more days. This project has a life beyond that, and I like the way earlier on you described the whole thing from beginning to end as a theatre performance, from the start of the building to the takedown. Tell us a bit more about the philosophy behind the whole extended process.
Yeah, I mean, the reason we've done the ECOS project, because I, like everybody who may be listening to this, is just another ordinary citizen of London, and I wanted to sort of have a stay in how we dealt with climate change, and to say something about how we use public spaces, but also to tell stories about climate change, to see how we might think differently about how we might change our future. A lot of people don't believe that climate change is going to affect us, but I think it really will. And there are some of us who will be more affected, and some of us less affected. And it's probably a way of trying to bring a community together to think about how we can collectively think about the issue, instead of just letting other people think about it for us. So the project itself is the build of the theatre out of reclaimed materials. It's also the involvement of volunteers and the community and young people, and it's also the involvement of two shows which will go on towards the end of October.
Finally, just describe to us a little bit what the theatre will look like when it's finished and why it's called the Jellyfish Theatre.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be the theatre will look very different to any of the buildings it surrounds. All the buildings it surrounds were all very square, but eventually the Jellyfish Theatre will be a very organic, fluid space, fluid-looking building. It's called the Jellyfish because we are very scared of jellyfish, but also jellyfish are endangered species, so they're both vulnerable and scary at the same time. And also it brings a bit of water and a bit of the ocean right here in the smack bang in the middle of urban Southwark.